For me, I think the band Tristezza really set the mood for what I was trying to do. They were a huge influence on my writing and just the song structures and even the tone and everything. I really admire what they were doing at the time when they came out, and that's just something that really drove me to write.
I think, there's definitely instrumental bands that we like Brian said, Tristezza and some other bands in the genre, but, you know, we don't really listen to a lot of instrumental music. I think, you know, collectively Refused has been a big influence on us. A lot of hardcore and punk, really. I think, for me, like, it's more about players like Zach from Pinback, Matt Freeman from Rancid.
Zach Wild, right?
Zach. Yeah, big fan of that.
Zach Mild.
So, I mean, it's pretty broad for us. And like I said, I don't think that we really have set bands that were like, we want to sound like them. We're just kind of bringing our own influences into what we do. And that this is just kind of what has come out.
I have to agree with Brandon. We're all big fans of hardcore and a bunch of ambient music as well. For me personally, just throwing out names. Ben Kohler from Converge is a big influence of mine. Completely opposite kind of music, but definitely his dynamics and just the way he structures just his drum parts. He plays it as if it's a melodic instrument. That's what I really try to strive for. As far as ambience, I would say the drummer from Sigur Rós, however you pronounce his name. I'm a big Sigur Rós fan as well, and I really like just the classical feeling of that kind of stuff, you know, as a whole.